It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 23rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. If you've often felt a sneaking sense of impending doom, you are not alone. There are whole wings of academic institutions dedicated to various forms of existential risk. Annalee Newitz is the founding editor of the science website io9.com. She says Earth is overdue for a mass extinction event. Her new book is titled Scatter, Adapt, and Remember. It's a collection of stories about how humans can use technology and more to be part of the future. An example, the earthquake lab at UC Berkeley, where the impact of giant quakes are being studied with buildings made partly out of software.
They actually build part of the physical structure in real life, and then they have a computer simulation of the rest of the structure that actually responds to the physical shaking of that first part of the structure and propagates whatever the damage is and whatever the earthquake is up through this simulated part of the structure.
One of your main points is that for survival, we're going to need to make the move to space. So what the heck is a space elevator? How is it going to work? And what button do I press when I get in it?
Basically, it's an elevator. You have an elevator platform attached to the Earth at the equator. And then you have a really, really long tether, 60,000 miles into space. And on the other end of the tether is a counterweight. And that counterweight could be anything from a captured asteroid to some kind of friendly version of the Death Star. And it would basically be a port where you would end up and hang out for a day or two while you're waiting for your spaceship to take you somewhere else. So the question is, how do we make this strong tether?
Uh-huh.
And that's something that scientists are working on right now.
And you talk a little bit as well about synthetic biology and actually changing our bodies so that we're able to live in space, because space has a lot of radiation and things like that, right?
One possibility is we might re-engineer our DNA to be more radiation resistant. Maybe we, in the far future, won't even use our bodies to go into space. Our brains could be, ported onto a computer. Again, this is very far future, but it's really not that far-fetched. We're going to have to figure out something to do to protect our very, very fragile bodies.
Why does your book have a happy ending, and what is the happy ending?
I'm not saying we're going to survive in a way that's awesome, necessarily. There may be really, really tough times ahead, but I think that we will make it through. I think the main thing is to be looking at it as a long-haul kind of problem. And I think a lot of people are not used to thinking of it that way. We want there to be just this tidy ending where we all go extinct, but I think it's going to be a lot more complicated than that.
Annalee Newitz is the author of Scatter, Adapt, and Remember: How Humans Will Survive a Mass Extinction. Annalee, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
You can hear a longer version of my conversation with Annalee Newitz at marketplacetech.org.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to nearly 400 international companies at powerofideas.org.
And remember this? The tricorder, that fancy Star Trek gadget for scanning people to see what was wrong with them. Something called Scout is getting pretty close. Hold it to your forehead for 10 seconds. Get heart rate, stress level, temperature, and more. How long till some kid hacks it for unlimited sick days? I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.